Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by the good folks at The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, it was a year ago this week, we took you to Arrowhead for the first time, and you saw what I still think is the greatest regular season game that I've ever seen, the block kick against Denver for the win. It was a year ago, my man.
I can't believe it. That was fantastic. I've been to a number of games in my life, Bob. The dramatic... And looking at your reaction, I still remember you, because you were like kind of near me, and you were like, everyone was assuming, oh, the Broncos are going to win the game and all that. And just to see everything, the crowd, the energy, it was breathtaking to be there. And my first experience ever at Arrowhead. I hope to go back someday and see another game there. But it was just a amazing afternoon. It was an afternoon game, but it was so cool to be there and be in that environment. And I remember tailgating, seeing the sun rise over Kansas City as we went to Arrowhead and we waited for them to open the gates. I got the full Kansas City football experience with the barbecue. We had the ceremonial burning of the Bronco stuffed animal in the parking lot, which I remember. It was just, the whole day was amazing. The whole weekend was amazing. We did the meet and greet at the Landing, which was so great. We had people come from all over, to locally and all over the Midwest, that came down. It was just a sensational time. But the game itself was, I don't know how it can get better than that. Has that happened since then? I don't recall. I mean, I guess the Rams game it did happen, but it was wild to be there, and just the whole vibe, the whole energy, the whole building was rocking. I remember even walking down, leaving the stadium, like it was hopping. The stadium was going up and down. People were still going crazy, and it was like 10 minutes after the game had ended.
And then we called Dusty from the bus on FaceTime, right?
That's right.
Yelling and screaming like everybody lost their mind.
Oh, no. It just hit different, man. It was a different thing, and I was like, just the whole weekend was perfect. It was like a masterclass on how to experience sports in Kansas City, or at least the Chiefs in Kansas City. So it was – I can't believe it's been a year, though. It's just like, okay, I feel like we're in the hot tub time machine here. We're just zooming through life and all that. But it was awesome. And and by the way, they're playing again this weekend, but obviously not at Arrowhead. But it's gonna be interesting to see that game this weekend. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say it's not going to be as astonishing as the game that we watched a year ago.
So yeah, you bring up that game. I know there's a lot of people out there that are either just, let's play the game and let's not worry about it. But then there's also people that say that Bo Nix is a problem, yet Denver's 8-2. What is Ben Maller's opinion on that take?
Well, he's a long-term problem. There's like an underlying condition there. Like, you can get by. Obviously, they've won a lot of games with Bo Nix. He's the 27th-ranked quarterback, I think, in the NFL. He's actually worse than that the last month. The problem is the Broncos' offense gets bogged down, and You're going to have to be perfect on defense if you're Denver. They're really good on defense, but they got to be perfect. There's no margin for error with the Broncos when I've watched them. Like, listen, I think this game will be close on Sunday. I think these games are usually close between the when the Broncos have a halfway decent team, they're close with Kansas City. So I think it'll be a close game and all that. But yeah, I think it is an issue because you get in the playoffs if you have no passing. You look at Bo Nix, Dusty. You've seen this stuff. When you watch the Broncos, he very rarely throws the ball downfield. Everything's within. I know a lot of quarterbacks do this anyway, but it's really bad with the Broncos because if you're defending the Broncos, you don't have to worry about anything past about 8 yards from the line of scrimmage because they don't throw it. Maybe once a game they'll throw it that far down the field. So it is a problem. It's not necessarily a problem right now, but it's one of those things. It becomes complicated when you're trying to win games in January with a quarterback like that.
Well, Ben, how do you see this game playing out? Because this is the biggest regular season game that I think Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have had together here in Kansas City. It's the biggest Chiefs-Broncos regular season game. And, I mean, I don't know how long where both teams are good and have, you know, aspirations of winning the division. What do you see in your crystal ball on Sunday?
Yeah, so I think the line is like 3.5. I mean, from a gambling standpoint, I would take the Broncos. The Chiefs are favored by 3.5 on the road. So I think it'll be closer than that. I think it'll come down to the fourth quarter. I do think the Chiefs are going to win it, but I think it'll be a field goal game. So if it's a field goal game either way, then from a gambling standpoint, you take the points. But I did see on that point, Bob, that from the gambling standpoint, the Broncos 8-2 and they're home underdogs against the Chiefs, and both quarterbacks are healthy. See, if you go back to 2013, so over a decade, the only other game where a team at home was an underdog when they were 8-2 with both healthy quarterbacks was when the Chiefs were 9-2. That was back when Alex Smith was the quarterback and they were playing the Broncos, and it was December of 2013, and a guy named Peyton Manning was the quarterback for the Broncos at that time. So that was the last time you had a situation like this. But I do think it'll be a nail-biter. It'll be a defensive struggle. It should be based on what we know of both these teams. And you know, even though the Chiefs have their guys mostly back on offense and all, I still think the Broncos will be able to box them up. And it's going to take a late drive by Mahomes to set up a field goal to win the game. It's going to be that kind of a vibe. I would be surprised. I would be surprised if either team wins in a blowout. I would be really surprised by that.
Is the best team in the NFL the Los Angeles Rams, and is the MVP Matthew Stafford?
So this is going to sound odd, Dusty, because I do like the Rams. I don't believe that he's the top team or the top quarterback. He's played very well. I thought he was going to retire. We were talking before the season. I was like, oh, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the quarterback for the Rams this year. Because Stafford didn't play. He was getting therapy during training camp. He wasn't even able to practice most of the time. And he has been remarkable. I still don't think he's the MVP. I don't think anyone's the MVP. It's going to be decided the last month of the regular season. There's no, to me, I can make arguments against all of these guys. Drake May is getting a lot of love this week. They play tonight, the Patriots. They have a very weak schedule there. You look at, you know, there's a lot of warts out there. This is close. You say Jonathan Taylor in Indianapolis has been great. He's been wonderful for the Colts. But he's a running back. It's a quarterback award. The argument is they're going to split the vote, the quarterbacks, Josh Allen. I'd say keep an eye out, Dusty, for Lamar Jackson. The Ravens have a very manageable schedule the rest of the way. And if they go from the porta potty to the nice luxury bathroom, then Lamar Jackson, he's going to put up great stats. There's a name that you could say could take the MVP. Because he was hurt, they lost a bunch of games to begin the year, and the Ravens end up winning the division, then you can make an argument he's the MVP.
So I don't mean to cut you off, Ben, but if that is the case, like if there isn't a clear-cut winner for the MVP and we're finding that there's an even field of quarterbacks, whether it's Mahomes, Allen, May, Stafford, Darnold, whoever, Baker, wouldn't that mean the advantage for Jonathan Taylor to win it is him? Because if you can't decide between five slices of pizza, but you know this one slice is supreme – you would just go with that one, right? And that would be Jonathan Taylor's way of finally winning it.
At this point, we're worried about today's show, right? We're not worried about tomorrow's show or 3 months from now. So yeah, today I would argue that yes, you would split the vote. Matt, you know, Sam Darnold, no, I can't get myself to vote for him in Seattle. Stafford's been wonderful. I just don't think he's the MVP. So yeah, you'd split the vote, and then there you go, Jonathan Taylor, your MVP, done, right now. Give him the MVP. Give it to him. But come on, Bob, give it to him.
I'm fine with giving it to Jonathan Taylor at this point in time. I'm so tired of it having to be, you know, this quarterback award all the time. It's like we're just discounting the entire defense, first of all, and second of all, every other player on the field. So I just think right now it is Jonathan Taylor, and we have to stop continuing to think, you know, this is a quarterback award unless you want to give it to Jameis Winston. I mean, if he has a great performance this, you know, weekend for the Giants, maybe Jameis Winston is back in the MVP conversation because he is the MVP of this league. He's so fun. I love it.
Oh, he's fun bad. Fun bad is great. If you're going to be bad, at least be fun bad. How much you want to bet he starts performing at Hamilton? You know, he'll be going on tour here because he sang a little Hamilton line there yesterday when he was welcomed as the new starting quarterback for the Giants. Yeah, he's like a roller coaster. It's great, man. You get a loop-de-loop over there. You get three touchdowns in the first half and four interceptions in the second half, and he'll be smiling the whole time. Man, there's a guy that enjoys it. There are so many grumpy people in sports that make so much money. It's so refreshing when you see a guy like Jameis Winston, who has made a decent amount of money. It's not like he's poor. But, man, he's just soaking it all in and just loving it. All of life's experiences playing in the NFL, you really pull for him. That said, he's going to lose. But at least it'll be fun. Again, it'll be fun. He'll lose to the Packers. It'll be a close game. He'll screw something up at the end, and life will go on.
Ben, tonight, New England versus the Jets on Thursday Night Football, another division game in which one team is insanely favored over the other one. That means this game will again be boring. I know the last three primetime games, what we get? We got a 10-7, a 10-7, and a 24-10, all just electric coming out of your screen. Tonight, Jets, Patriots, I think the Patriots are favored by 12.5. I've seen some at 13. This will definitely not be that kind of a game, or will it be that type of a game?
Yeah, so I've always had a rule, Dusty, where in a divisional game, if you get a touchdown or more, you either take the points or you don't bet the game. I'm going to break my rule tonight. That's how bad the Jets are. That's how bad the Jets are. They have one playmaker. That's it. They got the running back and Breece Hall, and that's all they got. And Fields is terrible. They don't have Wilson, the wide receiver. He's out. They traded their top two defensive players. So I'd either not bet the game or I would bet on the Patriots because this should be one of those like 32-10 type games where Al Michaels is saying, the over-under, you know, people still watching for the total on the game. He won't actually say that. He'll just kind of hit around about it. They'll be doing filler stuff. They might even interview Richard Sherman in the fourth quarter, even though he's on the post-game show, just to fill time at the end, and they'll bring Robert Kraft in there. I'm guessing Gronk will make an appearance to fill time on the broadcast because he's there because they brought him back to sign one of those one-day contracts or whatever it is. So, yeah, let's put it this way. If the Patriots don't blow out the Jets tonight, there's a problem. That is a show up. You play somewhat hard the first half. The game's garbage time in the second half.
All right, Ben, before we let you go, what has a better chance of happening, Jonathan Taylor being the MVP or Paul Skeens being a Pittsburgh Pirate this year?
I'm going to go Jonathan Taylor winning the MVP. Despite the Pirates saying they're not going to trade Paul Skeens, you know the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Red Sox and the usual suspects are like, all right, you know, I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. Mm-hmm. And behind the scenes, normally what happens, like Paul Skeens, there's a story, he dreaming of playing for the Yankees. I don't know if that's true or not, but all he has to do is put a little pressure on the Pirates and say, I don't want to be here because the next 4 years, this team's going to be terrible. And by the time you're good, I'm going to be old. And so that's it. So yeah, he's at some point before opening day, I'd be surprised if he's not wearing a Yankee or a Dodger uniform.
Ben, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the AFC East showdown tonight, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That is Ben Maller, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Ah! Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Here we go. One word.
Here we go. Is this Cody and Gold 10-2?
Here we go. 732. One word.
Here we go.
Bet $1,000 on it.
Who Alex was Gould. That? Here we go. Who used to do that?
Alex Gould does it every time to start the show. All right, here we go.
No, but there was a coach or something back, and there was a video that. No, here we go.
It's Dak Prescott.
That's what it was. Dak Prescott. Yes, here we go. Yes. I knew we'd now get there eventually.
Now there's a new one. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. They'll be down like 30-0. Yeah, we're good.
Well,
we're
Trevor good. Lawrence does it. Justin Fields does it. I think Bo Nix does it.
Yep. We're good?
Yeah, they go, yeah, we're good. I know Trevor Lawrence does it because I heard it 15 times.
Are you talking played. Like when they're like in the shotgun or pistol or whatever we're calling that formation? That's what they yell now?
Yeah, like, can.
We're good. We're good.
Yeah, we're good. Because they do the whole like kill.
So they don't want to say Omaha. So they now all go like, well,
exactly.
Start yelling at random cities. Bozeman.
Oh, I've actually got a funny story. I'll tell you guys that about off the air in Spain. Let's go one word on Thursday Night Football tonight.
I am fired up. That's the combo word I'll use because I like New England. I like their uniforms. I like the Jets losing. I want to see New England lose this game. I'd love to see a tie. We could have some weather in this game. Vrabel's a star in this league. My real first opportunity to watch Drake May play. So I'm fired up for this one. And then it'll be a turd as we got fired up last week and went...
Jets in New England tonight. Dusty?
Snooze.
Fair enough.
I just don't
13.5 point spread.
Yeah, I stay away from that. Thursday nights, I don't necessarily bet lines, anything like that on the game because look, man, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh was a 5.5 point favorite in that divisional game. Didn't work out. Buffalo and Miami played earlier on Thursday night. Miami was a 14-point dog. That didn't work out. And then what was it last week? It was Denver and Vegas. And Vegas was 8.5, 9.5 point dogs. They lost by 3. So here we are again. Divisional game in New England. Short week. I do think New England wins. I mean, I think they're like -800 in Vegas on the money line. But yeah, I mean, it's still going to be a snooze fest. I mean, you excited to see Booty go down there and catch a pass?
Kayshawn Booty.
General Booty.
Because what? There's no Garrett Wilson. No Sauce Gardner.
Nope.
Breece Hall, former Kansas City Chief invitee. We'll probably have a big game.
Huge game.
And then, yeah, I think New England handles business, and we see Drake May take over.
Haven't seen A.J. Brown take over in quite some time. He was on an Instagram Live, TikTok Live. Ooh. I don't know. He was on some sort of Live. Nixon 6. And, yeah, he said, talking about fantasy football, this is him playing Madden with another guy, the Madden creator. The first TikTok guy goes first, then A.J. Brown speaks. Here it is.
And trust, hey, whenever y'all play us, I promise you, you might get 200. And I ain't even trolling.
Hey. If you got me on fantasy, man, get rid of me.
If you got me on fantasy, get rid of me. One word on A.J. Brown's comments there.
Tired. It's a tired story, man. I'm over this guy. It's been a year now of him complaining, him bitching and moaning, reading books, all this kind of stuff. What are you doing? Are you doing what you need to do to make yourself available to this team? Because if you aren't, well, that's on you. That's a direct reflection on you. And also, too, why didn't you demand a trade in the offseason? Howie Roseman would have traded you. He'll trade anybody. You don't care. You should have demanded a trade this offseason. So I'm tired of A.J. Brown. It's not interesting either. He's not an interesting player in all of this.
No. Kayshawn Booty is out with a hamstring, and Ramondre Stevenson, as of right now, has been ruled out with a toe injury. That's why Travion Henderson.
Okay, good.
Good for my me. One word for A.J. Brown would be ungrateful. Dude, you got traded out of Tennessee to the best team in football. You've won a Super Bowl, and yet it's still not good enough. Like, this just screams individualism. This screams me. Like, dude, you signed up for this, and yet you still won a Super Bowl. And now you're just going to pout and gloat because you're not putting up the astronomical numbers. I'm sure that's hurting your incentives. I get that. But hey, here's the deal. I don't know how the NFL works completely, but I bet if you're a good dude and a solid teammate and your team is successful, they're probably going to pay you that incentive no matter what.
But yeah, depending on who the owner is.
I mean, but he's made $100 million playing football.
Yeah, he's made some good money.
By the time the contract's out, he will make $200 million. That's guaranteed.
Yeah, and I don't think Lori's a Richard. I think he'd be just fine being like, hey, man, thanks for making my team successful again. Thanks for being a good team guy. Yeah, you missed your incentive over yards by 400. We weren't an offensive team this year, but by God, you were a teammate. Here you go.
God, I'd love to see people do that more often. That would be outstanding. I think it would be great. You know what? You know what kind of love that owner would get if they did that kind of stuff? That would travel fast around the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, like week 18, Travis Kelce needs three catches to hit an incentive. You're not playing, but there'll be a check signed by Clark Hunt in your mailbox within 3 days. Stay healthy and let's go get a playoff win. Because what, you get bonuses for winning playoff games and winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you get paid by the league. You know, each round you advance, the winner gets a certain amount, the loser gets a certain amount. It's a standard, you know, kind of issuance.
It's also in contracts. Like if you're on a team that goes on, the players get paid. Like for winning, he's ungrateful, man.
Two coaches that probably won't be garnering any of that incentive this year, Mike McDaniel and Dan Quinn. Mike McDaniel had a pretty good comment about Dan Quinn and their relationship and how special he is. I wanted to play it for you guys. Let's listen.
Dan Quinn holds a special place in my heart, in my career. He was there at ground zero when I became sober and supported me and believed in me and gave me the opportunity to continue what I love to do. So for that, I'll be forever indebted to him. I think it speaks to the type of man he is and the type of leader he is. Dan Quinn...
Because they play each other in Ireland this week. Or
Spain.
Spain. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Madrid.
Yeah. They're there this weekend. I also like what Dan Quinn said about Mike McDaniel. He says, my favorite coach to watch. You know, he was like really talking highly about him as well. I didn't know that guy got sober. Power to you, man. Way to go. I think that's human is what that is. We need more of that in the NFL. Stop being so damn robotic and be more touchy-feely. You win a lot of bonus points with that right there. That was cool stuff to hear.
Yeah, my one word would be nice. We say at the end of the show every time, go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change your day, their week, their month, their year. We've all had friends that suffer with alcoholism. We've all had friends that suffer with drug abuse or mental illness or something like that. All it takes is one phone call. Or, hey, you want to go for a two-mile walk and just vent? Sure. We vented with somebody yesterday. I guarantee you they left that room feeling vindicated.
Yeah.
And so when Mike McDaniel, which we knew the sobriety thing because he's been, you know, battling that younger in his youth, and then now he's been sober, you like to hear that because everybody wants to be like, oh, this guy sucks. He's flashy. He's cocky. It's like, yeah, but let's talk about his life in general. And then you look back at guys like Dan Quinn who go do nice things for people, check in on him. Like you said, he was there from ground zero. So nice.
Yeah, way to go, man. That's really cool when you do some good things like that. And people remember that kind of stuff. They really do. I mean, when you're there for somebody when they need it the most, they remember that. And you'll eventually kind of get that back later on in life. Which reminds me, I want to do a shout out today to Tammy from the Westin, because last night, or this past weekend, I should say, she was presented with the 2025 Hospie Award winner for Hospitality Heart, the biggest heart in the hospitality industry in Kansas City, was to our friend Tammy from the Westin you know, her boss Chad from the Westin, no relation. He did a very nice speech for Tammy in front of all these people. It looks like it's at the Kauffman Center. I mean, everybody's in seats and suits and dressed up, and she got presented with this award. I'm like, where was our invite to all of this? Because there isn't one person who does more for people in Kansas City than Tammy from the Westin. It's always about everybody else and how can I help you? What can I do for you? How can we do this? How can we raise money? How can we make kids' lives better? I mean, she is a freaking...
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
fucking rock star. I love her. She's one of my best friends in the world. And to see her get this award is the coolest thing ever and so well-deserved. And it's like she never asks people for recognition. She just does, you know? And I'm so glad she's finally getting that recognition. So congratulations, Tammy from the Westin. You are a rock star. We love you to death and keep doing good things for Kansas City because you're one of those people, Tammy, that makes Kansas City a much better place than it is.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.